Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 23 of The 80%. Today, we're answering questions that were sent to us by our listeners. Both of them wants to start a business but they have some hesitations and concerns. So, kung gusto mo rin magnegosyo tulad nila pero hindi mo alam kung paano or saan ba magsisimula, then listen to this episode. Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. I've been giving financial advice since 2007 and in this podcast, I'll share with you interesting money stories, effective financial habits, lessons on entrepreneurship, productivity tips, practical investing strategies, and many more. Thank you for tuning in and now on to the show. We will answer two questions related to entrepreneurship today. The first one comes from Sir Alvin. Let's hear his question.
Hello po, Sir Fitz. Salamat po sa podcast niyo. Dahil marami po akong natututunan. Ako po ay isang empleyado pero gusto ko pong mag-business pang dagdag sa cash flow ko. Ang gusto ko pong itanong ay paano ko po malalaman na handa na po akong mag-business kasi natatakot po akong magsimula at baka maluki po ako. Ayoko pong masayang ang konti kong naipon na kapital. Salamat po.
Thank you, Sir Alvin, for sending your question. So basically, ang tanong mo ay kung paano mo malalaman kung handa ka nang mag-business. And the answer to that is there's really no way to be 100% sure that you are ready. Entrepreneurship is a leap of faith. It's like jumping off a cliff and into the water below. It's always scary. Normal ang matakot at lahat ng nakilala kong gustong magnegosyo, takot din malugi katulad mo. Maski ako, every time that I want to start a new business, even if I've already started a lot of businesses before, I still feel scared that I will lose money. There's no way to get rid or avoid that feeling. Kasama yung takot sa pagtatayo ng negosyo. But instead of letting that fear to paralyze you should use that fear to your advantage. What do I mean by this? Well, let me tell you a story. Several years ago, I went to Tacloban with friends to attend the Pintados Festival. During our trip, me and my friends hired a local tours company to show us around. So, we went around Tacloban but also parts of Eastern Samar. One of our itineraries was doing a torpedo boat ride along Ulot River. Masaya yung torpedo boat ride, sobrang nag-enjoy ako doon. But what I want to particularly share with you is yung isang part ng boat ride, which happens at a place called Dini's Point. In that place, you can take a rest but also do a cliff jump into the rapids. As in, may area doon sa Dini's Point na parang bangin and pwede kang tumalon papunta at pabagsak sa rumaragasang tubig ng Ulot River. Jumping off that small cliff and into the raging river is not mandatory. But of course, I wanted to do it and I did. Natakot ba ako? Yes, syempre. Kahit sino matatakot doon because so many things could go wrong. Paakyat pa lang, pwede kang madulas at mabagok ang ulo. Or mahulog doon sa batuhan na area at hindi sa tubig sa pagtalon mo. Pwede kang dalhin ng agos ng tubig pa ilalim at malunod. Pwedeng sa sobrang lakas ng daloy ng tubig ay hindi ka makapunta sa gilid para umahon at aanurin ka na lang papalayo sa mga kasama mo at papasok doon sa gubat. Starting a business feels like jumping off a cliff and into the Ulot River. It's scary because a lot of things could go wrong. So, how do you get the courage to do it? In my case, I used my fear to ask questions. Tinanong ko dun sa tour guide namin ang lahat ng kinakatakot ko na pwedeng mangyari. And one by one, our tour guide answered our concerns. May tao daw na nakaalalay sa pag-akyat namin dun sa batuhan. Required daw na may suot na helmet at life vest. May nakaabang din daw downstream sa amin para salubungin at iahon kami sa tubig. Tinanong ko ang lahat ng concerns ko and slowly, I felt that the risk is not as big as I imagined. Medyo safe naman pala. Something could still go wrong and an accident could still happen. But our tour guide made sure that the risk is kept to a minimum. Sa pagninegosyo, it's good that you feel afraid because you can use your fear to ask questions. Ano bang mga pwedeng mangyari para malugi ka? And then, find ways to minimize the risk. For example, ang pinaka-obvious na dahilan kung bakit ka malulugi sa business, kasi walang bumibili ng produkto mo. So, how do you manage this risk? Well, pwede kang mag-market validation. Mag-interview ka ng mga target customers mo. Show them your product and ask them for their opinion about it. Ask what they like and don't like about your product. Ask how you can make it better and ask them if they'll buy it if you start selling it and how much are they willing to pay for it. Sir Alvin, that's my advice for you. Write down your worries and concerns and then find ways to address those fears. You'll realize that most of the things that you're afraid would happen can easily be managed by doing market research and writing a business plan. The reason why most people are afraid to start a business is because hindi nila alam ang gagawin, hindi nila alam kung saan magsisimula, natatakot sila magkamali. And this is the purpose of creating a business plan because it becomes your blueprint or guide in starting your business. More importantly, a written plan forces you to consider every aspect of the business and see how it will run. Of course, may mga taong malakas ang loob at hindi gumagawa ng business plan. And that's okay. A lot of people have succeeded in business kahit hindi sila gumawa ng business plan. But if you're afraid and unsure about your business idea, then writing a business plan is the most rational step that you can take. It will help you answer a lot of questions and manage your fears and worries about losing money and failing. So how exactly do you write a business plan? I'll answer this question next. Hello everyone, let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps to build a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode. Another question that I received is from Miss Lovely. She also asked about starting a business. Let's hear it from her.
Good morning po, Sir Fitz. Yung tanong ko po ay long-term investor po ako sa stocks. Mga 6 years na po siguro yung account ko. Pero hindi pa po siya ganun kalaki kasi hindi naman po ako palagi nakakapaglagay. Ang tanong ko lang po, good move po ba na i-withdraw ko yung laman ng stocks ko kasi gusto ko mag-open ng business like franchise dahil wala naman ako masyadong pang-capital, employee pa lang po ako and breadwinner pa ako. Hindi naman po ako active trader at na-realize ko rin na hindi para sa akin yung pag-i-invest sa stocks sa panahon ngayon or sa current status ko. Nabasa ko po kasi na sa libro ni Robert Kiyosaki na kung saan mo gusto mag-invest, mag-focus ka muna doon. Kumbaga, mag-start ka ng baby steps. So, gusto ko lang po malaman kung good move ba na tanggalin ko muna yung pera ko sa stocks at ipasok ko siya sa business. Thank you po.
Thank you, Miss Lovely, for sending this question. First of all, yes, it's okay to sell your stocks and use it as capital for your business. But before you do that, it's important to have a business plan first. Regardless if you're putting up your own or getting a franchise, mas maganda kung gagawa ka ng business plan kasi ito ang magiging guide mo sa pagninegosyo. And when I say a business plan, it doesn't have to be a formal document with the usual template. Kailangan mo lang yung formal business plan if you're looking for an investor or if you're applying for a loan. Kung personal use lang naman, it can just be a simple document where you write the answers to the important questions about your business. Along with that can be a list of the things that you need to do to start the business. Ano itong mga questions na to? Well, here's a short list. Number 1, who is your customer? Sino ang target market mo? Number 2, what is the problem that you're trying to solve for your customers with your business? Number 3, from the perspective of your customers, is your product or service effective in solving that problem? Number 4, what sets you apart from the competition or other solutions in the market? Why would people choose you? Number 5. If you decide to start this business, what are the registrations and licenses that you need to get? Number 6. How much will be your startup costs? How much will be your monthly operation expenses? Number 7. How much are you going to sell your product? How many do you need to sell each month to break even? And so on and so forth. Sample questions lang yan, and I'm sure na kapag sinimulan mo na yung gawin, mas marami ka pang maiisip na mga tanong na kailangan mong sagutin. You can also research and learn more about creating a business canvas or a lean canvas. These tools will help a lot in your business planning. And I'll put a link to some articles about these that you can check out in the show notes of this episode. So again, yes, it's okay to take your money out of the stock market or from your investments and use it as capital to start a business. But write your business plan first. Conduct market research. Do a feasibility study. Because this way, you'll be able to manage and minimize your risk. When starting a business, it's normal to feel afraid that you might fail. But instead of being paralyzed, use your doubts and fears to come up with all the questions that's keeping you from starting. And then, use research and logic to find the answers that will convince and inspire you to jump off the cliff and dive into the world of entrepreneurship. And that's our episode for this week. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you again to Sir Alvin and Miss Lovely for sending your questions. If you want to learn more about starting a business, then check out the show notes for this episode at bit.ly/the80%, because I'll share some links to articles that can help you. Furthermore, if you still haven't done so, then please follow or subscribe to The 80%. And I hope you can also share this podcast to your friends. Of course, kung meron ka ding tanong, anything about personal finance, business, freelancing, or investments, then just record a voice memo on your phone and then email the audio file to readytoberich@gmail.com. Lastly, for comments and suggestions, please use #the80% on your social media post so that I can find and read them online. That's it for this episode. This is Fitz Villafuerte saying goodbye, and I hope to have you here again next week. Take care and stay safe.
Hold up. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.